Hey guys, Bradley Dillon here from NewFury.com, and our Warped 2015 coverage continues to roll on in St. Pete, Florida. We are here under a palm tree. I don't even know if that's a palm tree.
Yeah,
it's some kind
of
tree. Palm tree, fair enough. I'm from Florida, and I don't even know. That says a lot about me. We're here with an old friend of mine. Saw them a few years ago at Warped, I think. I forget what year. I know it was a while ago. 2012. I wasn't sure if it was 12 or 13. Without further ado, please introduce yourself, what you do in the band, and what band you play in.
My name is Joe Boynton. I'm the singer of the band Transit from Boston, Massachusetts.
All right, the first question for you. I've found that not every band does this, kind of rare, but I've noticed that your hometown, your home state, and where you're from comes out a lot in your music. Why do you think that is?
It's just a very specific part of the country. You know, I call it the snow globe. You know, there's nowhere like it in the whole planet. It's very small. So, it shaped everything we've done as musicians from the beginning. And people used to ask us all the time, where are you guys from? Like, where are you guys from, New York? Where are you guys from, New Jersey? And it's just years and years of people asking us, and we started writing more songs based out of that region. You know, it'd be out of Massachusetts.
That actually leads me to my next question. I know the record before your new one, Young New England, people were kind of maybe not as stoked as the previous one. I thought it was a solid record, though. Why do you think people were maybe not as stoked on that record as previous
ones? We had a different producer than the one we were working with for a while. You know what I mean? It was just, we're always down to try new things. You know, we look at this as a complete, like, art. You know, this isn't us trying to just give people what they want. It's us trying to write what we want to write. And we went with a different producer. We were really into bands like the Gaslight Anthem and Dropkick Murphys, and we got a chance to work with the producer, bassist of Flog and Molly, and he wanted to record us. And we said, yeah, sure. And I just don't think, you know, everyone comes from the same background as us that wants to, that's our driver that just went by on the dirt
bike. Wow.
You know what I mean? It's different, and it's a different record, and because we even came out with the records we came out that people do like, the only reason they exist is because we're always changing. You know what I mean? So if we didn't change before, you know, Listen and Forgive wouldn't exist. So we just kept that going because that's what we've been about. And, you know, we're not in this for the money. We don't ever expect to make money. We have a smaller fan base than some of our friends' bands, and that's fine because we write exactly what we want to write, and we're very, very proud of it.
Yeah, because, you know, it's kind of like a band like, you know, Linkin Park. They, you know, people probably, I know they constantly beg them to, oh, you should remake Hybrid Theory, or make Hybrid Theory Part 118. I think if you're a band that is always doing that, then yeah, you might have that same core fan base. But as a band like you guys, where you do different things on each album, you know, gain more fans, and then hopefully the fans that liked your previous sound will stick with you.
A lot of them say that they're gonna stick with you, but they really don't. And the few that do are usually incredible people. Like they're more of your friends. You know what I mean? Or the ones you grew up with. Anyone that relates to us record after record, and with them being so different, usually are like very similar to us as people to be able to do that. So I don't know, man. Like again, like. I just wanted to make, the whole time I've been doing this since day one, you know, wanted to make the art that completely expresses the way that I feel at the current place in time, and I'm not trying to sell anyone Transit songs, I'm just writing songs, and the title Transit gets puts over, you know what I mean? There's a lot of marketing and music, there's a lot of gimmicks, there's a lot of, you know, trying to cater to the audience, but there's not a lot of bands, you know, being 100% genuine. And if we have to be a smaller band to do that, then that's fine. Because we didn't, you know, we weren't in this for the money in the beginning, and we never will be. So.
What do you think as a musician you'd be doing if you weren't playing music?
I went to school for industrial design, which is, it's a little bit of graphic design mixed with engineering. It's mostly engineering and product design. I did that for about 10 years. High school and college, and when I'm done with this, I'll have a degree. I'll be able to finally finish it up, and I'll most likely go right to that. you know? Like I said, we come from a very heavy hard background, so we don't really think about all the stuff a lot of the other bands are thinking about, you know? But we're fucking loving every minute of doing it.
All right, a couple more questions before we wrap this up. I forget which band it was a while back, but I heard them make a statement on something like, your band is a business. I know it's someone pretty prominent in the scene, I just can't remember the name of the band. And I know a lot of bands feel that way, but how true do you think the statement is as a musician, my band is a business?
No, I don't think it's true at all. I think, like, to keep yourself on the road, yeah, you gotta maintain that business. But music is just supposed to be self-expression. It's supposed to be a time capsule of what you're living in at the time. You know what I mean? It's supposed to accurately project how you're feeling, so it can become a bridge to a stranger, you know, in another state, in another country. I really look up to bands that change every record. Those are the bands that I'll listen to until I'm old and gray. And I really can't stand bands that write a similar record every time. I think it's kind of a cop-out, and if I had to do that, I'd much rather go back to work as a regular job. Like, that's, like, really, there's not even an option of us putting out the same record over and over again. If you do treat your band just like a business and just as catering to people, I really think you're better off just working in an office. You know what I mean? That's not what punk rock's about. It's the opposite, and I think because of the country that we live in, being so business orientated, like, no one even, like, sees that. No one even sees how ridiculous it is to look at it that way.
I really like that you said that, because I know there's not a lot of people out there, whether it's a musician or artist or whatever, be that honest and candid about something like that. Yeah. But you're right, because, I mean, if I wrote the same thing every day and I was trying to make a living out of it, I wouldn't feel very good.
No. You just did. If you're not trying to, like, do something new and surprising and exciting, then what are you, like, just like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you get so many years of your youth, you get so many years of life in general, and, like, yeah, like, you can be a big band and put out, you know, the same thing all the time, but when that's done, because all bands are done. Every band has a certain lifespan, and then it's done, big or small. And when that's done, where are you looking back and being, like, and proud of it if you didn't like it? If you truly didn't like it. Now, there's bands that write the same stuff and maybe they love it. Maybe they love and they found their niche and that's what they're doing. But I don't think that's the case with a lot of them. So I just couldn't live with myself if I did that. I really couldn't. I'd be so disappointed in myself if we put out every record the same.
So do you feel like, let's say your musical career ended and you, kind of transitioned to the next phase in your life, like starting today, would you look back on everything you did with Transit and feel confident and proud that you made the music that you wanted to create?
110%.
I like that, because like I said before, there's not a lot of bands or people who would be honest about something like that.
No, I mean, like, older stuff to me now, like, it was the best that we could do at that time, but vocally, like, you know, and lyrically, like, older stuff, like, doesn't stand up to, like, what we can do now, like, some of the older stuff. But that's just because we were learning, you know what I mean? It was all a learning phase. And I think now, being in it for so long and putting out so many records, it's just more like, it's still not second nature, but it always feels like a new band because we're always putting out new stuff. And a kid said to me today, he goes, I don't know how you guys are still smiling and having a good time on stage when you've been a band for so long. And the reason that we still love doing this is because we slightly change or dramatically change our sound every record. So we're always that new band to us. And we may not be to, you know, kids outside of our group, but to us it is. It always feels new. It always feels new and refreshing, and like I said, I'm loving every minute of it, and I don't want to hang it up anytime soon. And if we had to write the same record every time, I would have quit years ago. I don't know how people do it. Like, I would quit.
Alright, well, thank you for giving us some of your time today. Seriously, definitely always good talking to you.
Yeah, man.
If you guys are listening to this, be sure to check out Transit on the rest of Warped 2015. And thank you guys for listening to this. Bradley Dillon and Transit from thenewtheory.com. Bye, guys.